Well, we've been talking about the hope that we have in God. And, you know, hope is a funny thing. We talk about hope as something that sustains us. And then sometimes we use the term hope in almost a negative sort of way. If you were to ask someone, are you going to heaven? And they say, I hope so. That kind of conveys something that I think we need to be careful of. We talked about Peter's statement in 1 Peter, the first chapter, that we need to gird up our mind. Living the life that God calls upon us to live demands some assurance. It demands that we have a hope that will sustain us. And I want to talk about that just a little bit this morning. 1 Peter, the first chapter, beginning at verse 13. Well, we'll notice what he says in verse 15. Jesus, of course, is speaking. He says, as he who has called you is holy, so be holy. You can be holy like Jesus. And that's an amazing statement. I'm not sure that we give that the importance that it needs to have in our lives. I just want to think about some things that John says. John describes believers throughout the book of 1 John. And there are a lot of descriptions. I just picked a couple. I started in the first chapter, by the way, and just picked some of the descriptions that he gives of believers. And we don't always, I think, believe that we're this kind of people. In 1 John, the first chapter, at verse 3, he says the real believer has fellowship with Jesus. There's no question that the real believer has this fellowship with Jesus. 1 John 1, verse 3, we proclaim to you what we've seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Believers have fellowship with Jesus. There's no question about that. So don't fall into a trap of saying, well, I want to have fellowship with God. I want to have fellowship with Jesus. If you're a believer, you have this. Look at 1 John chapter 1 at verse 6. Believers walk in the light. It's not that we try to walk in the light. It's not that we think maybe we're walking in the light. We walk in the light. John says, if we claim to have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sins. Do you walk in the light? Yes, I am a believer. I walk in the light. Believers obey God. Again, 1 John 2. We know that we've come to know him if we keep his commandments. We know that we know God because we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, the love for God is truly made complete in them. love God, you keep his commandments. That's what we do. There's no question that we keep his commandments. It's not that we try to keep his commandments. We keep his commandments. This is how we know that we're in him. If you don't have that knowledge, then you don't know that you're in him. 1 John 2 at verse 28. Believers do what's right. Now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. We need to be confident looking for Jesus to come. I know that when Jesus comes, I will be with him. And I'm not sure we have that confidence all the time. 1 John 3 at verse 9. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they've been born of God. Are you able to avoid sin? Yes, I am. Now I say all of these things, and then I think, well, John also talks about some things that produce tension, doesn't he? Look at 1 John 1 at verse 5. This is the message that we've heard of from him and declared to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. We don't walk in darkness. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, now here's where he introduces the tension. We claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim that we've not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. I have sinned. Every one of us can say that. And every one of us can say, I walk in the light. I do not sin. Feel the tension between those two statements? Well, let me tell you how I've tried to resolve that tension. I'm trying to be holy like Jesus is holy. That's the way that we began. I want to be holy like Jesus is holy. And I do not expect that I will live my life in the former state of ignorance that I once lived in. I just don't expect that that's the way that I'm going to live. I expect that I'm going to be holy like Jesus is holy. Now remember, Jesus could have given in to lusts. He didn't, but he could have. And so when I look at myself, if I'm going to be holy like Jesus is holy, I have to admit that I could give in to those lusts. But here's the resolution. Jesus didn't expect to give in When the lust was presented, he could have given in, but he did not expect to. And we don't either. I was watching golf the other day. I have to watch it because I can't play it. I was watching golf, and they had a flashback to a hole that Phil Mickelson was playing in the U.S. Open. He missed a 6-inch putt. You know how long 6 inches is? It's about that long. He missed a 6-inch putt. Did he expect to miss when he walked up to that ball? Not on your life. In fact, if I'd been playing around with Phil Mickelson, of course that's never going to happen, but if I'd been playing around with Phil Mickelson and he had a 6-inch putt, I'd have said, that's a gimme. You don't even have to putt it. You'll make it. And I watched him miss. He didn't expect to miss. He could miss. We can always miss. But we don't expect to. And the knowledge that we could sin is never going to be an excuse for sinning. It can't become that. We know what kind of people we are. We're not the kind of people who fail. We're the kind of people who live for God. That's our hope. That's our expectation. If I'm confronted with an opportunity, I'm going to take it, and I will do what God wants me to do. There's no question. I may not. That's true. But I never expect to. It may be that you're here today and you're still living in the ignorance that characterized all of us before we came to know Jesus. It may be that you're still living in that ignorance. And you go about without this hope. You kind of expect to fail. Put on Jesus. Live the kind of life that he wants you to live. We'll help you do that. You can put him on in baptism. You can do it this morning. It may be that you're a Christian and you have failed. But we can return to God. Always. There is no question. And you can live the kind of life that God wants you to live.